Justin Fluke with you, talking Holton Wildcat basketball. First, we're joined by girls head coach Kurt Heisler. The Holton Cats are 2-2 on the season and 1-1 in the Big 7 League with a win and a loss since last we spoke. Both league games against Nemaha Central and Royal Valley, both at home, falling to Nemaha 52-43, but beating Royal Valley 59-50. Let's talk about the games a little bit, Coach. Going back to Nemaha Central, fell down early in that game, kind of had a pretty big deficit there, I think down 25 points at halftime, but just like the previous game, your girls really battled back, played a great second half, and holding Nemaha without a field goal in the fourth quarter, closed the gap down to single digits, but that had to be one of the biggest bright spots, I guess, was from your team's game against the Thunder.
Yeah, we played a poor second quarter, actually started late in the first quarter. The start of the ball game against Nemaha, I thought both teams were really getting after each other and playing at a high level, and then we went into a stretch where we didn't make some good decisions. We turned the ball over a little bit, and we weren't getting the shots that we needed to get, and Nemaha extended the game out. And we challenged the girls at halftime, and it seems, you know, with this group, when you challenge them, they have a response, and I was really proud of the way we battled back in the second half. And I think, honestly, Justin, that carried over and helped build some momentum going into the Royal Valley game last night.
No doubt. Yeah, Lindsay Wisdom 15, Brooke Wilcott 11 in that game. You made 8 of 11 free throws. That kind of helped because Nemaha certainly shot and made a lot more three-pointers than you did. And just one three-pointer again against Royal Valley, but you mentioned the start. I think you're out to like a 9-1 lead and up 21-10 at one point there in the second quarter. So nice to play from ahead in that game, although you never put the Panthers away. It was nice to, I guess, always be on top, right?
Yeah, it's a good feeling. It's, you know, a feeling we haven't been in since the first ball game of the year. And one of the things we talked about prior to this game is, you know, Royal Valley's, they're well coached. Coach Bichet does a great job of getting those kids to play hard, and they're never going to give up. And I think you saw that early in the ball game and throughout the ball game last night. You know, they were down 9-0, came back. We would get a lead. They'd come back. And it was that way all night long. They would have a response to any push we made and vice versa. And I think, you know, probably viewing that game as probably an exciting ball game to watch. Two Jackson County teams getting after each other and hungry for a win. And, you know, I think both teams walk away from that ball game last night better basketball teams because of each other.
Really exciting to watch Brooke Wilcott. Wanted to ask you about her. I mean, 12 of 14 free throws and 24 points a career high. I'm sure that has her and yourself excited about the potential that's there.
Yeah, for sure. She had her best ball game of the season so far. You know, she does a lot of things defensively that help to create offense, and, you know, getting to the foul line 14 times and converting 12, that was huge. And as a team, you know, I know that we lost the three-point battle 7-1, but, you know, when you shoot 18 for 26 from the foul line and you hold your opponent to only one free throw on the night made, so, you know, that offset some of the three-point issues defensively they were giving up. And I love the way that she brings energy for our team on both ends, and we've got several players that are doing that for us, and the more balanced we can become, the better off we're going to be.
Hopefully you can build on that, but it sounds like these final two games before the break at Hiawatha Friday, then home against Jeff West Tuesday, going to have to need some and have some other players step up. Lindsay Wisdom went out with an injury there late the other night, so with some girls gone and injured a little bit, sounds like you've got opportunities for new players to shine here in these final two games before the break.
That's exactly right. We talk with our kids in our program all the time about being ready when it's your turn. And, you know, when we go through scouting report, when we watch film, everybody in our program is involved. And we expect everyone to train and to prepare to be ready to play. And so, you know, we've got some kids that are going to be stepping into some roles in the next couple ball games, and we're going to need them to be effective players on the floor and contribute. And I think they can do it. I know that they practice hard every single day, and they're going to be ready to contribute to the team's success the next couple games.
Well, good luck in these final two before the break, Coach. Thanks for your time, and enjoy the holidays as well.
Appreciate it. Merry Christmas. Thanks.
Head Coach Kurt Heisler of the Holton Girls. We'll talk Wildcat Boys basketball next.